I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a message of unity and progress on Tuesday evening during his first State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump stuck to the script, touting his administration's accomplishment. The president made an appeal for domestic political harmony.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key.
A record number of opposition lawmakers boycotted the president's speech. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus wore kente cloth as a rejoinder to Trump's recent disparaging remarks about African countries.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Members of Congress reacted to the State of the Union speech. Some praised its bipartisan tone, and others wish he had used the national address to more specifically discuss some of the issues facing the nation. Democratic Representative Lou Correa was among those unhappy with a four-point immigration reform plan by President Trump.
For many of us, building a wall is a symbol of division, of negativity.
Republican Representative Steve Chabot said North Korea is a top foreign policy challenge facing the United States and that it cannot be ignored. The Trump administration is also defending its decision not to impose immediate sanctions on Russians named in a congressionally mandated report. The State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer explained that current law is already hurting Russian companies. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is heading to Asia for trade talks with Chinese leaders. Rosanna Philpott has more.
The British Prime Minister